all, welcome to Earth in Tune on 99.7 KQUA. I'm your host, Janice. This show features music that mentions something in nature. I'm starting a new theme with this chapter. My husband and I spent 11 days camping with Pat and Jim Arneson, both retired. Pat worked for the Roseburg School District, and Jim was a criminal defense attorney. We had the opportunity to listen to a few songs performed by their son, and I hadn't quite decided what the theme would be until I heard the song from this Roseburg native, Nick Arneson. The theme is going to be sun, and this first chapter will feature songs that mention sunshine specifically. And as an added treat, we have Nick here to talk about himself and the song. Well, welcome to the show, Nick.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. I really appreciate the opportunity.
So I know your parents. Tell me about how you started in music. For example, what age did you start getting the bug?
Oh, the bug. That's a good question. My mom kind of forced my brother and I to play piano growing up, and I'm super hyped that she did. I wasn't into it, really. It was all classical music, and it was all sight reading and recitals and kind of like the classic piano lesson thing, you know? But I did it, and it was great for like the foundation. I didn't get the bug until I played on my neighbor's drum set when I was probably 16. The minute I sat down at the kit, I don't know if it was because I could play piano, it was immediately like, oh, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. All I could really think about was playing drums. Like, I just immediately hooked. Fast forward a couple of years, and a buddy of mine wanted to start like a punk band in college, and he knew that I could kind of play drums, emphasis on the kind of, I mean, you know. So he actually bought me my first drum set when I was like 18 or so, and we started a band, and it was kind of off to the races after that. As it kind of progressed, I just started teaching myself all the other stuff just because I knew that I wanted to play more than just rhythmic. You know, I wanted to get into melody as well. So I started kind of learning how to play guitar. And
so I understand that your mom wasn't real thrilled about you playing the drums.
Well, it's cool to hear that secondhand, because I definitely like, I joke with them a lot because I used to just beg them for a drum set when I was in high school. And, you know, I was definitely kind of an attention challenged kid. Like, I was just all over the map. Like, I was really into skateboarding. I was really into all these other things. And so I think they figured I would just play it once and then leave it alone and never come back to it. Little did they know that it would become this kind of like obsessive life pursuit, like one of the only things that I can really focus on. I mean, there's a few other things, but like, they realized if I had a drum set, regardless of where I put it, it was going to be insanely loud.
You're based in Portland now, but from Roseburg. We're probably going to be playing your song to people that you know in the area. And maybe they don't even know that you've, you know, developed your career in music. And you went to Roseburg High, is that right?
Yep, went to Roseburg High, moved to Eugene, and then moved to Portland. I do have a few friends down there still.
So how would you describe your type of music? What genre are you mostly playing?
The song you're playing off of is very rock influenced. I mean, like indie rock, indie pop kind of, but I wanted to make an album where actually there are no live drums on the album. It's all programmed. I thought it'd be kind of ironic. I'm a big fan of irony anyways, but I thought it'd be kind of ironic to make a record without drums on it, because I'm a drummer first, you know? So I wanted to kind of lean on the other instruments and see what I could pull off. And also just, I wanted to make something kind of dancey. So it's like pumping drum machine stuff that is not your traditional rock and roll.
But Sunshine Guaranteed isn't a loud song, and that's the song you're talking about. But tell us what inspired you to write that song. What was behind it? Because it seems very introspective.
I mean, this album was written 2021. I think it came out in 22, but it was kind of written over a period of a couple of years. Obviously, the world was going through all sorts of stuff, right? But I was also going through the end of a very long-term relationship, which is super hard for anybody going through it. And was also just dealing with isolation, I think everybody was feeling. So kind of living alone for the first time in like 20 years and just dealing with what that experience is like. Specifically the song Sunshine Guaranteed, I tried to make it a little bit hopeful. I mean, even the chorus, you know, I think it's like, on the other side of lonely, it's everything you need, right? So it's like this idea that if you can get through this one thing, like, you know, you'll be a lot stronger and you'll be able to figure things out. And there's a little bit of hope in there, you know.
Trying to convince yourself.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how I write in general. I'll do kind of a stream of consciousness. Like, I remember writing that song specifically. I was just on this like long walk, golden hour, you know, so it was really pretty out. And I was just writing in my phone as I was walking. So I just pause every block and write another verse. And then that's kind of how it all came out. And then I come back and just edit and crop it together so it makes sense. And then I try to, you know, I'll rephrase words or do whatever to make it just flow better and have a little deeper meaning instead of it just being like a dump, I guess.
So do you write songs that way a lot where you're just walking, contemplating or sitting and thinking, and then it's kind of the lines just come to you?
That, yeah. I mean, like all songwriters have a different process. You know, some people will sit down and just start playing chords and the words will come then. And generally what I do, and even more now, like as I've kind of honed the process, the actual song production and making of the music will be separate. And then the writing and the lyric part will happen in kind of a different phase altogether. So a lot of times I just kind of write that I've just got maybe hundreds of just little snippets, everything from fully fleshed out song/poems to just little phrases that I know I can turn into something. And those come, I mean, just random times, you know, sometimes they'll come as I'm falling asleep. Sometimes I'll be out walking around. Sometimes I'll be doing yard work, kind of pop into my mind.
How many albums do you have out?
2 full length and then an EP out. And then I've got just so much material that I'm sifting through right now, trying to figure out what my next release is. I mean, I think a lot of people are like this with their own stuff, just stupid picky about it. You know, I don't want to put out something that I don't love and that I don't, because I've made the mistake of putting stuff out too quick, not liking it. And I just want to make sure that when I put something out, that I will like it in 5 years.
You do your own production too, don't you?
I'm in my studio now, my basement. So I've got keys and synthesizers and guitars and bass and all that stuff. And sometimes I'll take it to a pro studio if I want to get a different drum sound. When Sunshine came out, I mixed all of that myself and played almost everything on it. I'm decent at mixing. I've gotten better at it, but it takes me a long time. And I don't have like a great acoustic space for mixing. So
do you produce anything for other artists?
Yeah, I do. I like studio partner, his name's Tommy Hazarian. He and I have a little production company called Sunshine Presents, where we do both videography and then do music production. We actually just finished up an EP and music video series for an artist named Wim Grace out of New Orleans. So that is just now coming out. You know, the way our process normally works is artists will send us demos and then we'll track full band versions of the song. They'll sign off on the version of the song and then we'll take them into a recording studio and record with them. Producing other people's work is as fun or sometimes more fun than my own work, because it's like oftentimes it's a different style. There's just something about having to push yourself to a new level of professionalism when somebody's paying you to do it. There's just an extra level of pressure that seems to make me better every time I do it, which I really like.
Do you do any live performances anymore?
My last live performance was like a year ago. I love performing live. It always requires so much lead up, because it kind of like the pickiness that I was talking about with my recorded stuff. I think I'm probably even pickier with my live stuff. Saying it out loud, I want to get out playing live again. Now that you bring it up, I do want to play live. Touring is really, it's a whole other beast. I played drums in a touring band back in the early 2000s. We toured a ton. It would be nice to try it as like short runs, getting paid, and let's say packed houses, since we're daydreaming. That would be the ideal, you know?
So what are some notable projects that you have coming up? Anything exciting?
I just realized like last weekend that I have enough material to put something out, enough material that I like, where I'm really pleased with how everything is sounding. I'm really happy with how everything's working out. So that is in the works for sure. I don't know when I'm going to put it out, but I would like to do it within the year. I have a single that I'm going to put out in the next month or so that I just finished. It's actually called Gray Rainy Days. So if you have a rain show, I should get that to you, because I just have the final version of it. I'm going to film a music video for this one. One of the things that I've gotten really into in the last 5 to 7 years is making videos. It scratches the same itch a little bit as music does. It's like it's a really fun, it's just, I love it. Yeah, it's just a really fun.
And you have a website, right?
Yeah, nickarnesonmusic.com. Podcast as well, that I interview other musicians. We talk about kind of the creative process and the spark and all that stuff. So that's, I love that question about.
So you've been on the other side of this.
Yes, it's fun. I like interviewing people a lot. I like hearing people's stories, and I always find it pretty inspiring to hear other people's take. I try to interview people who are always a little bit further along than I am, or, you know, just kind of exceptional in their one area or craft. And so it just selfishly, it's always super inspiring. I mean, it's the same with like playing with other musicians. You find yourself lucky enough to be in a group where everybody is at or above your level, you're just going to get so much better so quickly, because you're going to be so self-conscious about how everybody's kind of waiting on you to catch up, you know, so you just get better. Like, and I'm kind of a spiritual person, like a little bit, you know, I dabble. I don't have strong beliefs, because I think that's one of the major problems with humanity is when people have too strong a belief. But I do like the idea of like a path, you know, like a spiritual path of some kind where you're meant to do something. And if you're not on that path, somebody's going to get in your way and be like, no, go this way.
We know that this weekend is Father's Day weekend. So before we play your song, I think you should say something to your father.
Oh, old man Arneson. my dad is great. Happy Father's Day, Pop. I remember because I played in this kind of emo rock band in the early 2000s that was just so loud. And you know my dad, Jim Arneson. He is a classical music loving, bird watching, sort of quiet solitude type of dude. Like, that's just kind of his vibe. You know, he likes it quiet. He likes it. He likes out in nature where it's like the sloughing of the pines or whatever the word is. But he was also always extremely supportive of me and just, you know, excited for me to be into something. So I remember seeing him specifically in the back of the room when we're playing, just full blast, full volume. But he was nodding along, like he was enjoying it, but you could tell he didn't understand it, but he was still there supporting me because he was supportive of me while still not fully sure what all the loud racket was about. So I don't know. I thought that I remember that specifically. So happy Father's Day, Pops.
Very cool. Well, let's listen to your song, Sunshine Guaranteed.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks for being on the show, Nick.
This was fun.
I'm just going through some shit. All the others. close the tired eyes. I'll soon be with you, my love. Give you my dawn surprise.
That last song was Sunshine of Your Life, performed by Cream, a British rock band that was active from 1966 to 1968. The band consisted of Eric Clapton, Jack Bruce, and Ginger Baker. Cream was known for their virtuosic musicianship, improvisational style, and their groundbreaking fusion of blues, rock, and psychedelic elements. Sunshine of Your Love was released in 1967 and one of their most famous songs, reaching the top 10 on the charts in the United States and the United Kingdom. The iconic opening riff has become one of the most recognizable guitar parts in rock music. The song's lyrics express a sense of longing and anticipation. Eric Clapton embarked on a hugely successful solo career following his departure from Cream. This next song is performed by Prince and is titled Play in the Sunshine. Prince was an iconic American musician, singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist from Minnesota. The track appears on Prince's ninth studio album, Sign of the Times, released in 1987, and regarded as one of Prince's greatest and most influential albums. The song Play in the Sunshine encourages listeners to let go, have fun, and embrace the joy of life. Prince, known for his incredible musical talent, flamboyant stage presence, and boundary-pushing creativity, left an indelible mark on the music industry. He passed away in 2016 from what appears to have been an accidental overdose of painkillers.
Thank you.
are my sunshine.
My only sunshine.
You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please
don't take my sunshine away.
The other night, dear, as I lay dreaming, I dreamt that you were by my side. When I awoke, dear, came disillusion. You were gone, and then I cried. You are my sunshine.
My only sunshine.
You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please
don't take
my sunshine away.
Now you've left me and loved another.
You have shattered all my dreams.
Thank you.
Song was Don't Take My Sunshine Away, performed by Sparkle Horse, and on their third studio album, It's a Wonderful Life, released in 2001. The lyrics convey a sense of longing, vulnerability, and the fear of losing something cherished. It explores themes of isolation, emotional struggles, and the desire for connection. Their music often delved into themes of personal struggles, mental health, and fragile beauty. Lead songwriter Mark Linkous tragically took his own life in 2010. This next song is Sunshine by Nazareth, a Scottish rock band, and the song is the seventh track on their fifth album, Rampant, released in 1974. They initially performed under the name The Shadettes before changing it to Nazareth. The band derived their name from the opening line of the band's classic song, The Weight, which goes, I pulled into Nazareth, was feeling about half past dead. Nazareth gained significant commercial success by covering popular songs. They have experienced several lineup changes over the years, with Pete Agnew being the only original member remaining. Despite these changes, they have maintained their distinctive sound and continue to release new music. last song was performed by Lovin' Rockets, an alternative rock band formed in 1985, consisting of former members of the band Bauhaus after the group split in 1983. They are known for their atmospheric and psychedelic sound, blending elements of rock, post-punk, and gothic influences. They released 7 studio albums before breaking up in 1999 and reformed briefly in 2007 for a few live shows before splitting up again in 2009. They reformed in 2023 and announced several tour dates. The band's name was taken from the comic book series Lovin' Rockets by the Hernandez brothers. Despite their previous status as a gothic rock act, Lovin' Rockets moved toward a slightly brighter and more pop-influenced sound. The song It Could Be Sunshine was the first track on their 1986 album Express. This next song is by Mike Finnegan called Your Sunshine, released in 2017 on his debut album, Home Again. Previous to his debut album, his keyboard skills had him rubbing elbows with notable musicians across the world, including Tracy Chapman, Etta James, Peter Frampton, and more. Finnegan was born in Ohio in 1945 and passed away in 2021. He attended University of Kansas on a basketball scholarship. Finnegan was twice a winner of a Blues Music Award for his work with Taj Mahal as a member of the Phantom Blues Band. Finnegan was an active blogger with a fondness for liberal and progressive causes and commentary. There are a few more songs after Finnegan, including Sunshine on My Soul by Taj Mahal and the Phantom Blues Band. Join me next week for another show. This has been Earth in Tune. I'm your host, Janice. KQUA is a community service of Umpqua Watersheds. If you'd like to support the radio station, be sure and visit kqua.org and hit the donate button. While you're there, you can check out the list of shows, catch up on podcasts, and check out new music being aired. You can email me, janice@umpquawatersheds.org. I hope you enjoyed the Sunshine Show. Happy Father's Day to all those dads out there. I want to especially wish a happy Father's Day to my love, my husband, Casey Hovick, who is one of the best dads.
Heaven behold your sunshine, I'm where it followed me. Followed me, oh, I wanted to see your smile. I'm laid by me, laid by me, oh. I couldn't believe your sunshine. I couldn't believe your dream, your dream, your dream. I'm where it followed me. Thank you. couldn't believe your sunshine. The salient piece for me, for me.
They say you can't do it all.